We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is 9:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the 9 o'clock stretch. Welcome to it. The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. We've got a lot to talk about today, including a local story about Celebration Point. I'll share that in a few minutes. But first, we've got a special guest in the studio. He is the Alachua County Sheriff Emery Ganey. Good morning, Sheriff. How you doing?
Bob, good morning. You and Greg, it's always a pleasure to be here with you guys on Sky.
Yeah, usually 9 o'clock, we do nothing but goof off, but, you know, we're paying attention, and we're going to be well-behaved for at least this segment anyway, Sheriff. We can't promise you more
he
than that.
He says we. He probably means me.
So, you're one of the directors of the Special Olympics. That's a pretty big deal, isn't it?
Absolutely. Special Olympics Florida was an awesome organization. Been a member since 2008. You know, around the state of Florida, we serve over 69,000 athletes, having over 45,000 volunteers. These are doctors and educators and teens and parents who come out to work with individuals with intellectual disabilities.
So this is great. I mean, look, the duties of a sheriff, I'm sure, comprehensive. I know they are. I know you have a large budget to deal with. You've got a lot of headaches. But it seems like things are coming together. My understanding is, from the feedback I get, the morale of the officers has been the highest it's been in a long time. And I know you've got quite a few veterans that have returned to the job. Tell me about that.
Oh, we're most excited about that. When we came into office, you know, first thing, of course, we looked at the openings. Unfortunately, we found 248 openings, about 26% of the agency. So we immediately went on the recruiting drive by putting in place a brand new recruiting team who are doing an awesome job. But we also extended the offer for those men and women who left in the last couple of years in good standing to come back. And 42 individuals has answered that call. They're well-trained. They know the organization. They know the job. So they hit the ground running, and they're helping us out tremendously. Of course, unfortunately, we got a lot more to do to get the agency back. But having those veterans come back really made a difference.
Well, and I think it all addresses an issue of morale. And you want your folks to be, you know, happy is maybe not a good term, but you want folks to feel like that you've got their back. They're better able to perform their duties if they know their sheriff backs them up. Is that true?
Unequivocally. You know, the job in and of themselves, the job that we ask these men and women to do is stressful enough. So we don't need that from senior management. So that's one of the things that we committed to not do, to come in and support them, to help them do the jobs. Fortunately, myself and my executive team, we came up as deputy sheriffs. We've done this job. We understand it. So as executives, we're providing them the tools and the support to ensure that they can go out and do them, and knowing that their senior management is going to support them.
Yeah, and recruitment efforts obviously are very, very important, but you got to have people to train them, and having some of these veterans return, now you've got the seasoned pros who can kind of guide the younger recruits and show them the path.
Unequivocally. And of those total hires, Bob, since we've been back, we've hired over 120 was our last count a couple of weeks ago. We know that number is actually over 130 now, but we brought that many individuals, those returning veterans that we talked about, and new individuals into the organization. And, of course, like any organizations, you deal with the normal turnover and attrition, people retiring and things of that sort. So our net is somewhere around 80 or so. So we got a long way to go to fill what's now amounts to another 158 openings.
Well, we know what you bring to the table, a lifetime of experience in law enforcement. So I have to ask you, you know, from the eyes of, you know, a former rookie and having climbed through the ranks, what are some of the biggest differences that you see in general in terms of law enforcement as to what you saw and experienced a couple of decades ago?
Well, first and foremost, we had a lot more community support days ago with folks come out. And I think we still have that, Bob. I think the difference is we got to get the community to express that openly and tell these men and women they appreciate the services that they're doing. Obviously, we've had some good laws on the books back in the day that's helped us. A lot of those have changed. And we've had a segment of society, for whatever the reason, are determined to not support law enforcement, want to defund law enforcement. But you know what I find amazing, Bob? Those are some of the same people who dial 911 right away when things get bad and the chips are down.
And I think that's sort of a national issue that kind of plays into, and politics and all that of, you know, let's blame law enforcement. I mean, you're a black man. Tell me about the folks that came out a few years ago and said that clearly in law enforcement nationwide, there's systemic racism. Would you agree with that?
I unequivocally will not agree with that, quite frankly. I've been in this business almost 40 years. We look at crimes and those who commit crimes, quite frankly. I don't see systemic racism. Obviously, there's always work to be done. I think we've been blessed in Florida with a set of recent governors who strongly support law enforcement, our legislators who strongly support law enforcement. That's why you don't see in Florida the things that we see happening in California and Seattle and some of those other states in New York, because we have great support of law enforcement at our legislative level, at our governors, and quite frankly, at our community levels.
You've seen it all. You've done it all, really, in law enforcement. You've been up to Tallahassee. You took over and made things right. You righted the ship in Marion County. You were asked to come in here in Alachua County and right the ship. It sounds like you're well on your way. And yet, still, the fire burns. You want to do another term?
Bob, we got to. Unfortunately, the needs at the sheriff's office is going to require more than the remaining months on this term, which expires in January. So we're going to commit. Here's a commitment we'll make. No more than two terms. You know, we've worked almost 40 years in this business. I think we know it very well, quite frankly. But we saw a problem at a sheriff's office that I started with in a county where I was born, in the community that I love, and as well as the executive staff that we brought back, who also came out of retirement, another eight individuals. We came out for a sole reason, to fix our sheriff's office, get it back on the right track, and prepare it for the next sheriff. And we can't do that in 9 to 10 months that's left. We're going to require a minimum a full term, we believe, just to fix it, and then we would like to get it operating well. So we'll commit to no more than two terms. We are convinced we can do it in that time. Make sure that the citizens of Alachua County are well taken care of.
And you've got more law enforcement presence. You've got a new Newberry precinct that I know they cut the ribbon on not too long ago, substation in Butler Plaza that's new. So you're kind of expanding your footprint.
Unequivocally, you know, as the county grows, and particularly as it grows to the west, and we see those heavy population center, Newberry is growing exponentially, we need to have our services where the people are. You know, it's a little difficult to do business in a county this large when everybody's got to come over to the main station at the Hawthorne Road. So we want to take the services to the community, give us the opportunity to be a part of the community by being actively there in the community. So we're excited. We're excited to have been out in Newberry. Working with the Mayor Marlowe and Manager New and the rest of the commissioners, they've embraced this concept. They've embraced us, and we're looking forward to our presence there, more of a presence there in Newberry.
April is right around the corner, and it is Prevent Child Abuse Month. How well do you think your officers are trained to deal with issues in the home like that? I know DCF, that's really their deal, but sometimes you guys are the first to respond, and maybe the flags are raised then.
Unequivocally. Unfortunately, we're still dealing with child abuse in this country and in this county. So we have men and women who are well-trained in those laws to not only assist DCF, but the UF Child Protection Team and of course, others who deal with child abuse. And we're committed to that, quite frankly. So well-trained men and women. And, of course, we're excited to be out and help. We're going to be out putting pinwheels out at Shands tomorrow, quite frankly, as a way to help the public remember and recognize the need to deal with issues of child abuse and encourage children to speak up when this occurs. You know, we teach the RAD classes here in Alachua County. So, teach youngsters self-defense. Teach them that it's okay to say no to an adult who's trying to harm them or lure them in a car and abduct them. And we're very proud of that program, and we got to protect our children.
Well, it seems like you've got the bases covered. You certainly have the experience. And Sheriff Emery Ganey, we wish you all the best and continued success with the Sheriff's Office. We know you've got your challenges, and we appreciate what you're doing.
Bob, Greg, thank you guys. Challenges, but a lot of great men and women who are committed to that same goal of providing quality law enforcement services here in Alachua County. So, you know, as my old sheriff would say, and I say the same thing, I get to work with heroes every single day. And we got a lot of great heroes here at Alachua County Sheriff's Office.
Can me and Greg get a police car just to use on the weekend sometimes?
I think we need to check on that, Bob.
Okay.
I'm afraid of how you may use it.
He'll get back to you. He'll get back
me?
To you.
Me? Moi?
Yeah.
At least they'll hear me coming and get out of the way.
That's true.
Thank you, Sheriff. 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show, 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. More headlines as well. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.